But I also want to know what keeps the department now from being prepared should there be a state of emergency. I mean, the only thing in this bill to me that seems like it's about preparedness is the mosquito management fund, which therefore would have money available to it should a municipality, an agency, an organization, a county, a mosquito management district, a group, or a private landowner need some help trying to figure out how to deal with an outbreak in its own community. I agree with much of what you said. It's almost like we just gave municipalities local control over mosquitoes, and now the state is going to say, we're going to just manage the whole thing. And we'll help you do it, but I'm giving myself as a department the authority to just do this should another department of the state tell us we should do it. That just seems in conflict. And so I agree with you, Mr. Chair, on that. But I don't know what's keeping the department now from being prepared for an emergency declaration by the chief executive should any of these things seem imminent.
Anyone care to respond to that?
Well,
introduce yourself, please.
Sorry. My name is Henry Jennings, and I'm the director for the Maine Board of Pesticides Control. I think to the extent that we can interpret our current mandates and job descriptions that we are trying to be prepared. But basically, I think everyone in the department already has a full-time job and a half, and we have specific mandates and directives that we're trying to address and respond to. It's not clear, based on the fact that there is no statute like there is in most other states, that the department has any real role in preventing mosquito-borne diseases. So I think part of this comes down to what is the policy of the state? And that's why I think the department looked at, they listened carefully to the comments that came from the committee, that came from the public through some of the public hearings that the board conducted, and they said, well, it's pretty clear that there's a lot of concern about the use of pesticides on behalf of the state or even by municipalities. What isn't clear is that the state has traditionally been very restrictive and conservative about the use of pesticides. And any one of you who may sit behind the horseshoe that has a pesticide applicator license in the past, I think, would support that assertion that in this state, we're about as conservative as they get when it comes to the use of pesticides. That didn't seem to be clear to a lot of the people that the board was interacting with. And I think that, essentially we can prepare to some degree, but we don't have the authority to enter into a contingency contract. We don't have the authority to do a number of things or the directive or mandate to do a number of things that would be useful and beneficial in making sure that when a situation arises in which lives are likely to be lost, are we as prepared as we possibly could be? And do we have the authority to move forward without a declaration of a civil emergency? Because it's a little bit of an awkward tool to use, we think, in that case, because it's not, if a mosquito-borne disease threat arises that's of a critical nature, it's likely to be very localized. And it's somewhat awkward, we think, for the governor to have to declare a civil emergency if it's only one or two towns that are involved. So I think, as best I can respond, is to the extent our jobs allow for it, we are already preparing. There is a vector-borne working group that we participate in, and we spend a lot of time and effort researching and planning this with the Department of Health and Human Services. But there's a lot more that could be done if there was a clear message on the part of the legislature that this was a priority and this was something that we should allocate some of our resources towards.
Do you see this Chapter 6A in direct conflict with the three bills we just passed on mosquito management and allowing aerial spraying and municipalities to
No, I wouldn't see that. I can understand why some people might be confused and possibly draw that conclusion. But the way things happen right now is, as the mosquito monitoring data becomes available, the Department of Health and Human Services is immediately in contact with the affected municipalities, and a dialogue is going on. So it's really about what the municipalities can and ought to be doing. And so far, you know, there hasn't been a need to do much spraying. The town of York did a little bit of spraying last year on municipal property, but they didn't spray on any private property. And with any luck, and if we can, I think, bring to bear a few more resources, then we're hopeful that, you know, the spraying will be minimized in the long term, and we can be a leader in terms of minimizing the use of pesticides. But I don't see the state has any desire to override the will of a municipality. It's more of a desire to work cooperatively with municipalities. If you have specific concerns about whether this bill essentially overrides the ability of a municipality to make decisions, then I think you can simply suggest some language that clarifies that is because there's no desire within the groups that we have worked with to override a municipality. We simply want to be able to work more effectively with municipalities. There will be times when the scope of the threat is large enough that municipalities are going to say, hey, I think it's time for the state to help out and to jump in. And that's really all we're trying to be clear about is that the will of the legislature or not?
And I think some of the things you mentioned at first would have been helpful if somehow they'd been worked in there, like having the ability to have a contingency contracts and those type of things, because I don't know, maybe it's mentioned in there, because I just was trying to glance down through it when you said that.
Oh, they're in the report.
Well, I know they were in the report, because we talked about them in the report, but I don't know if it would have made it clearer to at least to me in the bill today, that those were the type of things that you were trying to be able to make sure that you had in statute the authority to go ahead and do that type of thing. Because even though it's in the report, as you just said, you don't think you have the authority to have a contingency contract, rather be with the state or a town. And of course it makes sense that the state has the contingency contract, and any town that needed to use it could come to you and say, yeah, we need to spray, and you've got the contract, we're paying for it, or whoever's paying for it, now they can come in and do their spraying at, I think you said, approximately a little 210 an acre, or whatever it was, the figure we were given. So some of those things I think might have at least strengthened this or made it, you know, a little clearer what you were trying to achieve with this act, because
and the bottom line is I think that what we're hoping for most of all is to have an effective partnership with municipalities,
right?
Not the ability to override the will of a municipality.
And maybe that should be stated right up front, that you know, this act is to, you know, to work in concert with the municipalities for mosquito control program, by having contingency contracts in place and this type of thing, and then the rest of it, because if it starts out that way, I know where you're going with it.
Yeah, I mean, again, these kinds of things are difficult to draft and foresee what all the concerns might be, but it's clear that that's one that's arisen already, and so let's be explicit about that. The state has no desire, I believe, to override the will of a municipality, and in contrast, has a strong desire to work cooperatively and effectively with them.